USDA's National Ag Statistics Service released its quarterly hogs and pigs report Friday afternoon. Dan Carestis, chief of NASA's livestock branch, says U.S. hog inventory, pegged at 62.7 million head, is up from year-ago levels and last quarter.
All hogs and pigs are up 1% from a year ago at this time. Our breeding hogs are up 2%. Our market hogs are up 1%. And our June to August pig crop is up 1%.
Breeding inventory at 6.08 million head is up slightly from last quarter. Cresta says all hogs and pigs, market inventory, and the June to August pig crop are all up 2% from last quarter. He says the report shows market inventory at 56.6 million head and the June-August 2006 pig crop at 26.7 million head. According to Cresta, these numbers are slightly higher than trade expectations, but ultimately he says there really are only a couple of surprises for the industry.
Our breeding hogs came in at 2% over a year ago. I think they'll be a little surprised about that. Our June to August pig crop is the second highest September pig crop we've had since NASA began doing September estimates in 1970. One other thing that might be a little surprise to the industry is the litter rate. The June-August litter rate is 9.14. Last year at this time, the litter rate was 9.06. And our previous record was 9.08, so we set a new record with that 9.14.
So why are the hogs and pigs numbers on the rise? Caresta says it's likely about genetics and prices.
I think the genetics are better out there. I think the hog producers can produce better animals and more animals than they have in the past. And the other thing that I think is that we've seen good prices for hogs, and that might be causing the industry to maybe start producing a few more animals.
NAS released the quarterly Hogs and Pigs report at 2 o'clock Central Time Friday afternoon. The next Hogs and Pigs report comes out 2 days after Christmas, Wednesday, December 27th. Reporting for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.